Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2015 has been a very busy year, and Liberty Counsel has been involved in many, many cases and issues regarding litigation, education, and public policy, advancing religious freedom, life, and family. And it's part of our year-end partners report that we're talking about on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, in this year-end partners report, it is chock full of information of issues and topics and subject matters that Liberty Counsel has been involved with. We've been talking about religious freedom. That's how this particular report begins. And under the category of religious freedom with regards to litigation, and this is just one small aspect of Liberty Counsel. In this particular situation, we filed suit on behalf of two policy organizations in Alabama and prepared briefs to the Alabama Supreme Court, urging the court to contemplate the marriage decision's substantial assault on the rule of law, democracy, and natural law, and urge the court to uphold the religious freedom of probate judges who refuse to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Now, before the Supreme Court of the United States, in the 5-4 opinion of June 26, we got a resounding victory from the Alabama Supreme Court saying that the law of the land in Alabama was marriage as the union of a man and a woman, and the probate judges had to abide by that. We're still now waiting for a follow-up ruling to see whether the Alabama Supreme Court will continue to say that following this ridiculous, frankly lawless, opinion of five lawyers on the Supreme Court. But that is still pending, and that is a major case that's on the horizon.
Well, Liberty Counsel in 2015 demanded a Wisconsin university reverse a professor's open and explicit hostility against religion by threatening a failing grade for a group presentation if it included any reference to the Bible as part of the assignment. Matt, clearly unconstitutional, yet we're seeing more and more of this type of thing in universities across the country where they are clearly hostile toward not just religion in general, but Christianity particularly.
And we exonerated a student at the Nassau County School Board in Florida after he faced discipline for what? Saying, quote, "God bless America," close quote, on the school public announcement system. And the school, after we intervened, reversed its attempted discipline. And also, we defended a church meeting in a storefront mall in Lake Worth, Florida, where a code enforcement officer and city council member who was openly homosexual used KGB-style spying techniques, intimidation, and attempted to enforce the church to obtain a business license, which it had no need to do. And they wanted to boot this church out of the area of this city council member. But they had to finally back down after we got involved.
Liberty Counsel also filed an amicus brief at the U.S. Supreme Court advocating the overturn of the so-called Lemon Test, which has frequently been used by the court to eradicate religion and religious symbols or words from the public square. Matt, I know Liberty Counsel has had a number of successes in kind of rolling back the Lemon Test, but what exactly is the Lemon Test?
Well, the Lemon Test is some silly test that the Supreme Court actually invented, and it has no basis in the Constitution. It's oftentimes used to, in fact, distort the importance and the meaning of the Constitution, and therefore it has been a wrecking ball to religious freedom. The court needs to abandon it. Sometimes they use it. For example, in the Ten Commandments cases in 2005, in the Texas case, they didn't use the Lemon Test. In the Kentucky case, they used the Lemon Test. They were argued at the same time. The opinions came down on the same day. The problem is it's so arbitrary, and it needs to be completely removed. We need to get back to the original understanding of the First Amendment, and we wouldn't have some of these problems. With regards to the sanctity of human life, Liberty Counsel has been involved in a number of situations there. We hand-delivered tens of thousands of petitions urging Congress to investigate and defund Planned Parenthood for selling baby body parts and harvesting them through their brutal abortion procedure. And as you know, through the reconciliation bill, the House and the Senate have now included defunding Planned Parenthood as part of the budget. Of course, that goes to the president. He no doubt will veto it. But the fact is, we were very influential and involved in getting Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. Now we need someone in the White House who will also be pro-life, who will not veto similar kinds of legislation. But there's no reason why we ought to pay a single penny for any reason to Planned Parenthood or for any abortion provider.
Matt, here's another example of how all of these issues, the sanctity of human life, the importance of marriage and the family, and religious liberty are all connected here. Liberty Counsel successfully defended a pastor's right to speak out on abortion after he was arrested and jailed for 4 hours for simply holding a sign stating that abortion kills children. So he was standing up for pro-life, as Liberty Counsel does, and this was a gross violation of his religious liberties.
And we represented a peaceful, we represented also thousands of people, those that are listening here, and were part of hundreds of thousands of people when we participated in the pro-life march in Washington, D.C. Liberty Counsel was present, representing all of you who are pro-life, who were not able to be there, and we were joined with and participated with hundreds of thousands of others. One of the things that was amazing, Matt, is that the majority or half of the crowd were young people, and yet there was not one peep by the media. Even Fox News had it as maybe a trailer about this march of several hundred, and frankly, I think it's like 500,000 people that were there. Half of them were young people, but not a peep from the media. We got the word out. We participated in this march, and I am encouraged to see a growing movement of young people standing for the sanctity of human life.
Yeah, very exciting indeed. Matt, on the issues of, again, the family, we've talked yesterday about Kim Davis and how Liberty Counsel came to her defense and how the amazing influence that had on the gubernatorial election in Kentucky, where now Matt Bevin, a pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage candidate, is the new governor of Kentucky.
That's right, and we wrote more than 3,000 pages of briefs and legal responses in that particular case on her behalf, issued over 40 press releases, and did many, many satellite, or I should say uplink, with major media all around the world. We've also represented a Texas clerk who publicly has similarly declared that the Supreme Court marriage ruling is illegitimate, and she refuses to issue same-sex marriage licenses. So we, like Kim Davis, are standing by her as well.
Did the same thing in North Carolina with a number of magistrates who refused to issue counterfeit same-sex marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Matt, this is their religious freedom. The history and precedent and the courts have traditionally provided accommodations for these sort of things, and this battle isn't over. Liberty Counsel is going to be there at the forefront, on the front lines, continuing to defend these clerks, judges, and other people who cannot disobey God and participate in sinful same-sex so-called marriages.
And we offered representation to a Virginia public school after the ACLU filed suit for not allowing a girl to have access to the boys' restroom, even though the school had already accommodated the female student with a private one-stall bathroom. But the ACLU wasn't content, and Liberty Counsel came in to offer our support for the school. This and many, many more items are listed in our year-end partners report. I encourage you to get a copy of it. Go to lc.org or call 407-875-1776. This year-end partners report is part of our annual report about some of the information, some of the topics, some of the subject matter, some of the activities that Liberty Counsel is involved with through the year. You're a part of that through your prayers and through your support of Liberty Counsel. And if you receive the Liberator newsletter, you will have received one of these. If you do not receive the Liberator newsletter, then get on the Liberator newsletter mail list. You can do that by signing up directly at lc.org or you can call 407-875-1776. Liberty Counsel is a nonprofit organization. Contributions are tax deductible. We rely solely upon your support for Liberty Counsel. We couldn't do a fraction of what we do here without your prayers and without your financial support. This is expensive to defend religious liberty, life, and family. But with you, we can make a difference. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.